There's a brand new gallery opening in Center Square Easton. Brick and Mortar Gallery presents Foundation, its inaugural exhibition. It's this Saturday, May 30th from 6 to 10 p.m. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The artist Tom D'Angelo and Chaz Hampton chose an immediately visible location in Center Square Easton, just across the square from the Boom Show last year. In fact, one day shy of last year's show. Its inaugural exhibition will feature a dozen exhibiting artists and a solo exhibition of the work of Chris Rush. Artist and co-owner of the Brick and Mortar Gallery, Tom D'Angelo.
It's a great building. I've definitely noticed it before. I'm sure I looked at it and thought, what could be in there? Chaz Hampton and I originally talked about the possibility of getting a space when we started sharing a studio back in September. We looked at a couple properties in Easton. We weren't totally set on Easton right away, but given the response from some of the people like GDP and the Easton Main Street Initiative and the success of the garage space, we did settle on Easton. We looked at a couple different spots, and then this one just fell right into place one day. I happened to be walking by, and the owner was in here, and I just walked in the door. Looked around, talked to him, and I think later that night or the next day we signed the lease. And the location's ideal. It's Center Square. It's right in the middle of all the activity. It's a great old building with a lot of charm, and I think what we've done to it and what we're going to do to it is just going to add to how great it can be here. First, we saw walls that needed to come down and chandeliers that needed to come down and things like that. I've worked a little bit in the trades, and so has Chaz, so we were able to do a lot of the work ourselves. We had an eye for what we wanted to do.
So you also have a background in this. I wasn't sure, but I kind of had this feeling that you might have also had a good eye for brick and mortar and paint.
Yeah, I've had a retail space in the past at a store in Frenchtown years ago.
Artist and brick and mortar co-founder, Chaz Hampton.
I've been doing interior design work and marketing and branding work for individuals, small businesses, and corporations for the last 20 years. Yeah. So Tom and I share kind of a vision for transforming spaces. And that's the thing about brick and mortar is not only are we an art gallery, but we're also a design studio. And we are doing all kinds of work, whether it be interior, exterior design, brand work, just about anything you can think of that involves creativity.
I have to say, when I heard you were going to call it brick and mortar, I thought, how perfect. And calling the first show Foundation, I thought it was also had a nice dash of irony to it, as well as being right on the nail.
With Tom and some of his transient faces, the garage, the Boom Show, which was kind of a pop-up, you know, just the proliferation of pop-up shows, we thought it was kind of like a fun play that this is a brick and mortar, we're here to stay.
Yeah, it's a real place.
It's also reality.
Exactly. That's it. That's how we settled on it. It's a strong name for us. It solidified the idea for us to even have that name. It was like, well, just go with it. That led into titling the first show Foundation. Then that led to the concept of the first show, which was to make these art bricks, which are constructed out of wood and dimensionally similar to a building brick, but then we paint it and manipulate them in creative different ways. And the whole idea then is that the public then gets to view this show and then buy a brick from us and sort of help build the foundation of this gallery, playing off a little bit of some fundraisers and different things of buying a brick and having your name put on the building or something like that. So this is a way that the public can buy a brick from us, but literally take the brick home, and it's an art object. It's unique to this show. We made 100 of them, and there's 10 other artists making bricks as well, so there should be about 150 for the show. And then we're also exhibiting Chris Rush, who's doing paintings and prints and drawings, probably about 13 pieces, and that will be in our auxiliary gallery, which we're labeling the Circlon Room, a little nod to some of the history of the building. We'll have main exhibition out front and then another exhibition in the back room here.
Glad you mentioned the Boom Show, because I wasn't quite sure on my math. You're one day shy of when that show exploded.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm aware of it. There's something about this time of the year that is a great time to unleash energy. It's right in line with the weather and everything else, and people's energies are just up a little bit. It's coming out of the winter excitement. And so to have a new idea and then be able to unleash it at this time, I think is just, it falls right in line with everybody else's attitude about this time of the year, which is just, it's a revamp. It's a time to get excited about something again. So yeah, the timing worked out very close, and we figured, well, let's just try for that weekend. Weekend after Memorial Day, people should be around back from vacation, and they get to see what we've been doing for the past month or so.
The more the better.
It's a good spot for people to run yoga classes. We've talked to a few people around that are interested in running a workshop. If we can work those workshops into what we're exhibiting and different things we're doing, that just keeps the momentum going.
Artist Tom D'Angelo. I also spoke with the artist Chaz Hampton. They are co-founders of Brick and Mortar Gallery Foundation. The inaugural exhibition opens this Saturday, May 30th, and will be from 6 to 10 p.m. Their location is at 8 Center Square Easton. Information on Facebook, and their phone number for more information is 610-829-1390. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.